Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning. I have an exciting announcement.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, my God, that is so exciting.
No.
Wait, what? What is so exciting?
It's almost Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday. Oh.
That is exciting.
So, get excited.
I'm so excited to get started.
Take your position. It's showtime.
Let's do it. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1,924, if you're keeping track this morning.
Yes. Nice.
Can you believe it, Carla? It's already Thursday.
Yeah, I know. I know. And like that, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be all chilly today, isn't it? Like 107 or something?
Well, yeah, 107 the high, 108 tomorrow, and should be a nice weekend as long as there is no wind. Like you, I don't mind the breeze.
Right, right.
But the wind.
Yeah.
So they say it's going to be very nice. 81 this morning as you start your brand new day. All right.
I like it, Mike.
Anything else that we have to talk about real quick? Oh, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Guess what's in our big box?
Yes.
And you could win the big prize in phase one of the 96 Days of Summer. Details on that. I wanted to tell you that yesterday, Wendy Rush had somebody who got 2 out of 5.
Oh, I like it. Okay, good.
So I don't know how many people were listening at that time.
Okay.
I believe it was in the 2 o'clock hour.
Okay. All right.
So your first chance to guess a little bit later on this hour. At about 6:40, we'll do that. So make sure you're listening for that. Here we go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, my. A bunch of high-profile Twitter accounts were hacked yesterday to start a cryptocurrency fraud.
Oh.
And it looked like people like Bill Gates, Kim Kardashian, Jeff Bezos were tweeting to ask you to send them Bitcoin. They were not.
Oh.
And a lot of those accounts were suspended, so, you know, people could not get anything from them. But, yeah, they were hacked. Many of these millionaires and billionaires were hacked. So if they asked you for money, I hope you didn't send them money, because a lot of people did.
Do you have Bitcoin?
To this person, I don't. No.
Okay.
Never did the cryptocurrency thing. No.
Okay.
No, uh-uh. Closest thing is, I don't even know, is like my Starbucks account. That's about it. It's about it, Mike.
That comes
from a different account. That comes from a different account.
And by the way, that's a very important account to us.
Yes, it is.
We laugh, but we shouldn't.
Yeah, I know. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. This is so cool, and it will be posted on our website a little bit later on today. The Golden Girls house is on the market for $3 million. Now, yes.
Thank you.
Only used for the exterior shots, okay?
Uh-huh.
So the inside looks nothing like you saw on TV. However, it's so cool. The original owners passed away. Their son says they didn't even watch the show. Now, if you're thinking about, you know, buying, retiring to Florida, don't, because it's in Los Angeles, okay? The house is in L.A. It is the coolest house. I'm going to show it to you. You would dig this house. It's going for about $4 million.
When I saw this story, I wish I had like $5
million.
That way I wouldn't go totally broke.
Right.
But I could still buy you the house.
Oh, it's the coolest house. It's that mid-century modern retro. Oh,
right.
It's so cool.
Because I know you love the show.
Oh, I did. Oh, I still do.
And that house.
Oh.
From the outside, it looked awesome, but even on the inside.
It doesn't
even. One story.
Right. Doesn't even look like that, but it's so cool. And I will post that, and you can see that a little later on. And Mike, Rob Schneider just announced that his new stand-up special will premiere on Netflix next month, just in case you thought 2020 couldn't get any worse.
Okay.
Rob Schneider. Yes, exactly. Oh, I wish I had more hands to clap. That is my take.
Can't wait.
Brought to you by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan at choosehpn.com.
Don't know how many people would take advantage of this, but I think a lot would. In Iceland, this is where they have been quarantined, and they're just trying to get ahead of the problem like everybody else.
Sure.
Well, now they're providing a free scream service for those frustrated over the lockdown situation in that country. They have loudspeakers set up in remote parts of the country where anybody can get on the mic and just, or their phone or computer, to scream into the abyss.
Okay.
So here it is. Here's, this is a, I guess, a clip from a commercial. They're actually running a commercial to promote this.
Smart.
So if you want to get some frustration out, listen to this. How many people wouldn't mind doing that?
I think that that sounds great. Actually, not to mention the music under it, that sounds like a rock band. I like that.
It's the band Scream.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
I love that.
So if you're
really
frustrated
like
by the lockdown, being quarantined and cooped up and everything else,
I love that.
You can just go to this, you know, some of the remote areas and just scream.
That's very
Let
cool.
Let it out.
You know, there, by the way, two really big bands of Monsters and Men and artists, I should say, and Björk from Iceland.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Why not?
Maybe they helped in that.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Everybody's
love that.
Just rocking out.
Love it.
All right. Well, we have another way to get your frustrations out. You want to take a crack at telling us what five items are in Mike and Carla's big box? We'll give you a chance right now, bright and early in the morning, 702-739-9636. If you know what the five items are, give us a call. Chance to win the big grand prize in phase one of the 96 Days of Summer.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Topgolf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Carla, we have Kevin on the phone. Kevin said he should be working, but he has other things to do.
Yeah, like what's in the box?
Exactly.
Kevin, go ahead. We need you to identify all five items in Mike and Carla's big box to win that big prize. Go ahead.
It's a ribeye. It's a seashell. It's an umbrella. It's a tablet. And it's a cold beer.
You know what? You actually got two out of five.
I got two out of five yesterday, too.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
All right.
You're setting the pace, man.
Well, keep working on it. You know you can play as many times as you want. We reveal another piece of the box at 7 o'clock this morning. And your next chance to guess in the 8 o'clock hour, a little bit later on this morning. You want more info about the 96 Days of Summer? Tap the KKLZ app on your smartphone. Or, like everybody else, go to 96.3KKLZ.com. Kevin, have a great day.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We're always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Text or call, either way, phone line's always open. A reminder, you need to figure out the five items in Mike and Carla's big box to win the big prize during the 96 Days of Summer. Phase one, details coming up on that. But last hour, we had a guy that had two out of the five items.
Yeah.
I think Wendy Rush, same thing yesterday,
right,
as well as Larry Martino, different people. But they got two out of the five.
Very cool. I'm looking at it.
Are
you? Yep.
They just revealed another piece of the box.
Yep, they sure did.
So make sure you look at that. And your next chance to guess, next hour.
Okay.
8 o'clock hour. All right. Sunshine today, high 107. 108 the high tomorrow, only about 82 outside right now, and it was nice to see our people,
our bike riders. They've kept up with it through this whole thing. Going a little faster, too.
Right. I know there's a lot of people out there that work, you know, whether it be at home or have an office, but they see something at the same time every morning.
Yes,
it's like clockwork. And if you don't see it, there's something missing from your morning.
We have our bicyclists. It's a couple. Male, female, and then across the way we have the sprinklers that leak still.
Still.
Like 3 years. 2 years, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're still going at it. Good for them. All right. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Uber Eats. Yesterday I mentioned a big study and survey done by the most popular foods that people have been ordering. Well, Uber Eats released a list of the most unexpected condiments and side items that people have ordered with their food so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the oddest things that people have ordered, Mike, this is disgusting. Fish with American cheese, green olives with honey mustard, and pizza with ketchup. So, I don't know what to even say there. I really don't. Whatever.
You know what? Ketchup on pizza. I've given up on the pizza campaign.
Yeah, I know. People will do anything with pizza. Apparently, pizza's like fries now, and you just dip it in whatever, or you just eat it with.
And the honey mustard, every time you mention or I see honey mustard, it reminds me of your comedian friend, Kathleen Madigan, who we've had on the show, who does a great bit about honey mustard.
And so. It's not even about honey mustard.
No,
and it's not even what she says, it's how she says it. It's hilarious. Oh, my God. You and I were talking about this off the air. This is really cool because I have often wondered about this. Someone compared the stats of baseball legends with current players to determine how much the old school ball players would be making now.
Are you talking about old school?
Old school, like Babe Ruth old school.
Oh, okay.
He'd be in line to make about $44.4 million a season.
Uh-huh.
That's going way back. Now go back, about 40 years tops. Nolan Ryan would only be raking in about $35 million, Mike.
Wow.
Closer to $36 million. But it's very cool to see because what was Babe Ruth paid at like the height of his career? I think it was like $10,000 a season or something.
Something like that.
When you look at, he's a pretty good ball player. Was he in great shape? Not really.
I don't think he cared.
No, but he was a great ball player.
There's a guy in town, George Koontz.
Uh-huh.
Used to own a lot of McDonald's here.
Right.
And he played pro ball.
Mm-hmm.
Came out of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Second round draft pick. He was the second pick in the draft behind O.J. Simpson.
Wow.
And I asked him one time, I said, so what did you do with your, million-dollar signing bonus?
Oh.
And, being an older guy, goes, $1 million.
Yeah.
He said, I think he said he got, $500 or something like that for signing. With the Baltimore Colts or something.
Oh, God, now you get that for getting a job at Amazon.
Sign up, really, sad. Here's your check. Here's your credit.
Yeah.
Here's your Amazon credit.
Oh, my gosh, that's really sad.
But what a great guy, and looks like he could still play. But
yeah, that's
if you
great.
Know George Koontz.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, that is a popular name here in town, actually.
Yeah.
And some common phrases, we kind of were, again, talking on the air and off the air yesterday about it. And phrases that people get wrong a lot, and some of these you may not have known. One of the biggest is fleshing out an idea. Most people think it's flushing out an idea, but you're fleshing it out.
Oh.
And you set foot in a place. You don't step foot. You set foot.
Set foot.
Yes. And this is way up on the list, and I heard somebody say this yesterday. Case and point. Well, it's not. It's case in point.
Oh.
Those are three of the top common phrases that people get wrong constantly.
And I bet you those people that are very particular.
Yes.
When you say it to them, it just drives them nuts.
Wendy, yes, exactly.
Case in point.
Exactly, yes.
Wendy.
Yes, you fleshed that one out, that's for sure. It is Thursday, by golly. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Here you go. What would you do in this situation? This is an email that we got, and I think we've talked about this before, but here's a new situation.
Yeah, it is. Hey, guys. So my fiance and I are supposed to get married in September.
Mm-hmm.
During quarantine, I know a few people who did this. We decided to do 23andMe, the DNA search and histories, family tree.
Family.
Right. We were shocked when we found out we are fourth cousins.
Oh.
No one in our families know, nor will they ever, at least not from us.
Right.
Needless to say, things have been a little awkward. The odds of anyone finding out we're related are very remote, though this is me saying you never know. Now, you know, when you can find anything out. Would you, your listeners, go ahead with the wedding if you were us? I had to look up a few things, and let me just put this out there for you. A fourth cousin is a person with whom you share great, great, great grandparents. Just one
great,
or
great,
both.
Great,
great, great, great, great grandparents. One or both. And you would share less than 2% of the same DNA.
Okay. Just me personally.
You're related, you know. Right.
We're blank cousins.
Right.
That just is icky to me.
Right. But it wasn't icky before you knew. Right.
Right.
And you've been dating.
But
and
now
you're planning
I know.
A wedding. And again, you share, it's actually about 1% of the DNA, the way they break it down. So,
all right. So do you go ahead with the wedding, don't tell anybody what you found out, or do you say, listen, now that we know, maybe we should just cool it.
Well, and if you're in love, if they're in love, they're in love, you know, okay.
Right.
But why do I think this is like in the back of their heads now? Maybe if they already got married, you know, but it's sitting there. I don't even know. They didn't say who. I don't know if this is a male or female. I don't know.
Oh, maybe only one knows.
And that's, yeah, really, right?
People texting in on this whole, oops, we found out we're fourth cousins. Maybe we shouldn't get married.
Yeah. Couple of people have said basically, okay, so what if they got married and had found out afterwards? Then what would they have done? Might be a little different story, and maybe that's something they should consider.
Yeah.
Now, Barbara said, you know, royals often marry distant cousins. That's pretty historical that happens. They seem to be okay. Well, or do they? Yeah. Royals in general, I'm saying.
I get it.
Barbara. Oh, that's so funny. I don't want to say anybody's names just in case, but another one of our listeners said, I'm an adopted child, so I was always afraid that I might date someone biologically related to me because I didn't know my own
family. She was paranoid.
Yes. She said, I stayed away from blue eyes and red hair.
Just in case.
But if I found out I was with a fourth cousin and truly loved that person, I don't think I would walk away. It's not easy to find the right person and someone you love that much, especially these days.
Okay. My
Good
brother
point.
Tom is on the phone. Tom, you dated a cousin, right?
Yeah, I went out with
Nicola.
Nicola?
It was Grandpa's brother's granddaughter.
Okay.
And you took her out, well, how many times?
Just once.
You didn't kiss her or anything, did you?
No.
That would be gross.
Yeah.
That would be icky.
As a matter of fact, it was a double date.
With what? Another set of cousins or what?
I don't know. There's a bunch of kissing cousins. I don't know. But anyway, the guy that drove that night, he ended up living in Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
Small world.
You remember Kurt, right?
Rommelfinger?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He owned a body shop out in Vegas.
I know that name. Yeah,
you know what,
that's so funny.
Don't try and turn the story around on us.
Well, that would have been second cousin or first cousin once removed.
So that would have been okay or no?
Second cousin.
I don't understand that remove stuff. I don't understand.
Wow, what a shock!
I'm reading it's one generation removed.
Okay,
that's what that is. So it would be the next. Yeah.
Okay. I think we woke him up.
I know what.
Yeah, they've been removed all right for some reason. But
all right, love you. Have a good day. No, gotta go.
Bye.
Think we woke him up or something.
Skirt the issue.
He owned the body shop. Oh, don't change the subject.
Whoa.
Def Leppard. All you have to do is figure out the five items in our big old box, and you could win the grand prize. The grand prize of the Topgolf. The weekend out at Lake Las Vegas at the Westin. And, of course, that getaway down to San Diego.
Right. Cool.
You have another chance to guess a little bit later on this half hour. Details on the 96 days of summer coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Plenty of sunshine, maybe a little breezy, they say now. I don't know. High 107, 108 tomorrow.
Okay. It only cools things down, so, you know, like 2
outside.
Degrees or so. So that's nice. That's great.
Yeah. Ugh. 88 now. Here you go. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, don't you worry, people. The Hallmark Channel has 40 new holiday movies for you this year, ready to go. So if you think they can't, you know, be shooting out these movies, they are. The Hallmark Channel, that's where they kiss at 1 hour and 59 minutes. That's what you get with a Hallmark movie.
Okay.
John Hamm from Mad Men will star in the Fletch reboot. It's called Confess, Fletch, and it's based on the second book in the series. Chevy Chase, of course, played the part in the two Fletch movies in the 80s. Yeah, I know. And this was such a great piece of music. This was the best part of the movie, in my opinion.
How's he going to pull? Is he going to be able to pull that off?
John Hamm is actually really funny.
I think he is,
really
too.
Really funny. I think he will. I think he'll... I thought that Chevy Chase was just goofy. I think John Hamm will be a little more subtle goofy.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know. I mean, will I see it? I don't know.
You will.
Be like you. Yeah, well, you just saw Footloose. I might wait that long, Mike, to see it.
All right.
And Mike Tyson. Wow. We'll start in the Shark Week special. Tyson versus Jaws, Rumble on the Reef. This will be August 9th. I don't know what they're doing. They say Tyson will square off with a shark, but I don't know what that means. I don't know. I have no clue.
I have some sound for this. Okay. I don't know what this is.
Uh-huh. Iron Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet, is back for the ultimate showdown.
Hard, man.
Ow. Ow, my ear. Jeez.
Yeah.
Said the shark.
Well, luckily sharks don't have ears, right?
Yes. Yeah, really.
Okay.
Shark week is hard, man.
Jeez. August 9th, if you want to see that one. For now, that is my take, brought to you by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
Here you go. Your next chance to guess what's in our big box. Caller 9 right now, 702-739-9636. You get the chance to make an official guess to win that incredible grand prize package during the 96 days of summer. You've got to be 21 years of age or older. So good luck. Have you been keeping track?
Yeah, I hope so.
This morning, we had 2 out of 5.
Yeah, it's going to help.
We revealed another piece of the puzzle of the box earlier this morning. Check it out. Be caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Topgolf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Carla, we always tell people you can play as many times as you want.
Absolutely.
Kevin is caller number 9.
Love it.
He guessed earlier this morning. He's working but took a break just so he could do this. Kevin, give us all 5 items. Go ahead.
Ribeye steak, a seashell, a pair of goggles for the ocean, a laptop computer, a pack of smokes.
Got 2 out of 5 again.
Right.
But remember, Kevin, like you know, you can play as many times as you want. Your next chance to go for the big grand prize will be in the noon hour with Wendy Rush.
All right, I will take break at noon then.
That's
you want to
awesome.
Tap the KKLZ app, find out more information, or just go to the website, check out the big box itself at 96.3kklz.com. What is in Mike and Carla's big box?
I have no idea.
Man, check it out. They just revealed another piece of the box. 7 o'clock this morning. Your next chance to guess in the noon hour with Wendy Rush.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Police in Minnesota have been using drones to spy on people for illegally going nude at a beach.
Oh, yes,
like
sure
they don't have a lot.
That's why they're doing that.
Enough going on there.
We got to curtail the nudity at the beach.
They've wound it up. They wound up giving several people citations over the weekend.
They just drop them.
I guess
just drop them down there. Jeez, ow!
I don't know. But in Minnesota, with everything going on as it is in that state,
I know.
We can't have people going nude.
I just cut my nipple. I don't know what happened.
At the beach. All right. I love this. It's just funny. And it's stupid kids. But you know what? Who wouldn't have done this if we could have? Teenagers are posting TikTok videos where they dress up as grandparents, using their masks to cover their faces so they can buy booze.
Oh, please. I wish I had thought of that.
It gets a little boring asking, you know, strange adult.
Well, if I give you $5, will you buy a beer? Yeah, that. And also, you know, it was a lot of money for a fake ID. So, geez.
This way, with the mask, you just need the wig.
You can't even tell. Dude, you can't tell. And seriously. Looks like my phone.
Or the big pants or dress or something. I don't know. And you go in and buy booze.
Okay, I love it.
But here's the thing. Now that they put the video on social media.
Yeah.
It blows it. You don't do something like that seems...
Well, no. Yeah.
And then blow it.
Oh, kids, just they got to learn. They got to learn, people. We get these stories a lot, but I have to do this because of the description. In Newton, Massachusetts, police looking for a man who stole $600 worth of wine from a Wegmans grocery store. Now, the man stuffed three $200 bottles of wine down his pants. Now, the store clerk called 911, said they saw a large protrusion from a man's groin.
Uh-huh.
That is how they stole the wine. So that was in the description. I'm sorry. What a protrusion from the man's groin. All right. Thank you so much. You sure that was wine? It was wine. Yes.
Let's look at the video.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's wine. 200 bottles, $200 bottles of wine. Now, I mean, he stole big.
Well, he's got great taste.
Yes, he does. Yes, this crook has really good taste. And this is the story to end all stories. And I'm telling you right now, I am wasting my life. 21 years old, she is. Jenna Phillips. She quit her job in Texas as an optician. She's making a whole lot of money acting like a dog for people online. It's a huge fetish out there. She makes six figures a month with videos pretending to like I say, be a dog. She chases balls. She walks on a leash, rolls around in the grass, mostly naked. But yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's naked in most of them. But, you know, she is on pace to clear more than $1 million this year.
Just pretending to be a dog.
Pretending to be a dog, yes. I seriously have wasted my life. If I had known that I could roll in the grass and, you know what, take a bath here and there, just whatever, whatever. You'd be amazed at how far down I can get.
Well, you're little anyway, so.
I am. $1 million.
What kind of dog would you be?
I would probably be like a dachshund.
Okay.
Like a wiener dog. Yeah, yes, I'd be a wiener dog. Yes. You know, I could, because the chihuahuas too, they're mean. You never know. You just never know with them dachshunds. Yeah, you kind of know. A dachshund, maybe a beagle. I'd be a beagle too.
Okay, well, I'll bring in a leash tomorrow. We'll start making money.
You know what? Do not laugh, because I'm telling you right now, this whole thing doesn't work. I don't know if I'll ever do comedy again. I'm going to be a dog. That's what I'm going to...
Don't bother Carla. She's getting the paper for me.
That's right. Isn't she in the bathroom? No. Well, no, she's outside. Oh, man, I don't want to think
that's
I missed
the GM's
boat.
Car.
Yes.
Well, it's a BMW, so.
Yeah, that's right. Doesn't matter. I don't like that. Is that her leg? That's her leg. It sure is.
She's a boy dog. Wow.
Yeah, some of them still, you know, some of the girls don't know. They can go either way. They do a squat or a lift. It doesn't matter.
If anybody should know, you should.
Thank you. That is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
at the end of every show, a little bit of good news so you can start your day on a positive note. This is out of Long Island, New York. And these, Pamela Deal is her name. She has started a Facebook group. When kind of all this started with the pandemic, there were about 100 people. It's up to about 32,000 now, and they're called the Wine Fairies of Long Island. And they are, wow, quote, dusting the community with kindness and wine. You can sign up. They kind of, people send in their stories, things like that. A lot of people, of course, who have had their kids at home for quite some time, they're dropping off a lot of those wine baskets to them.
Wow.
It's wine. They also throw in, you know, like cheese and crackers and things like that. Yes, yeah, but it's wine. So, yes, so they have dropped off a whole lot of these packages over the past few months. People donate to it as well. They'll give to it. They'll basically ask back if they've had a bad couple of weeks or something like that. So it is indeed the Wine Fairies of Long Island.
Nice.
You can find them on Facebook. It's very, very cool. About 400 houses thus far.
It's a great
story.
What
a great surprise.
You could
I
be queen mother
I could,
of,
you know
of
what?
Vegas
sure
wine fairies.
Could. I sure could.
That's something you could do.
Oh, on the days I'm not a dog, I can go out and deliver wine.
Or deliver wine as a dog.
Oh, man, I
right.
love it.
If you have a feel-good story like that, of course, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Or if you want local, you just want to tell us your story, call us up, 702-739-9636. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Kane City Tourism. Canab, westernlegends.com. Get tickets today, recapping the show. Well, getting together with relatives. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And a couple who's engaged to be married in September found out they're fourth cousins.
Yeah, did the old 23andMe. It's like, oh, huh, okay. But
right.
At that point, again, less than 1% DNA is even shared. So
you know what? Let the kids deal with it.
Yes, that's right. We didn't
what
know.
I say.
Sorry.
Also, how to bill a mill. Carly, you had mentioned it. The woman who put on a TikTok video acting like a dog is set to make $100,000?
No, $1 million
this dollars.
Year. Million.
This
dollars.
Year just for her video.
Man.
So, Carla, wine fairy or dog, your choice. And we had a couple of guesses as to what's in our big box.
Yep.
2 out of 5. Hopefully you were listening this morning.
Getting there.
Your next chance coming up with Wendy Rush, who, by the way, is up next. She will have your next chance to guess in the noon hours, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.